And we've just been joined by Neil, who is an alpaca.
Alpaca?
Alpaca?
Not quite.
So, Neil from is it, what is it?
It's West White Alpacas.
West White Alpacas. What's the difference between a West White one and an Arrowton one, then?
There's a few more in the West White these days than there is in Arrowton, yeah.
So, how many have you got?
That's a difficult question. Maybe more want to get home than it is at the moment. But we've got about 68 alpacas. We've got a dozen llamas, about 68, he says, about a dozen llamas. And we've got various other animals on the farm. Some miniature donkeys, pygmy goats, a parrot.
Crikey.
Yeah, no, a complete menagerie.
So when you say, you know, could be a few more by the time you get home, I mean, is it alpaca season or something?
It is. We're in our birthing season. Alpacas are in season all the time, basically. But we've got babies due from now through to November. Alpaca baby's actually called a cria, C-R-I-A, for those that are interested. And yeah, no, we've got two girls that are very large and very overdue at the moment. So, but six stood in the birthing paddock, and we're watching them very closely.
Oh, wow, how nice, how nice. Do you name them all?
Every single one has a name. We name them they have the same letter each year so that we can look back and we immediately know from the name what year they were. This year with W. Last year, obviously, V. U was a challenge, but we didn't have so many in the new year.
What about X?
I think we're going to skip and go to A.
Don't blame it.
Hang on, I'm thinking X.
Yeah.
Xylophone.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we'll. I used to sell a thing called an X boat, so I give up trying to think of X names.
All right. So, for instance, this year, have you got any names lined up for this year?
All the girls, we've got five young people that work for us, and they've all got a list of names, and I let them get on with that now. Just sift out the dodgy ones. And there are a few of those.
How great is that? So are they normally, you know, normal names, or...?
They can be all sorts. I mean, we actually had one called Vectis. There you go.
Vectis.
And
wow.
Vectis has just been to the National and won champion. He's just been to the British Alpaca Futurity and won champion, and he's considered one of the best young Surrey alpacas in the country. So, and that's Vectis. He's probably the best one we've got on the farm from last year's babies.
Oh, wow, that's a wonderful story there. As I say, it's lovely that it's growing as well.
Yeah, well, he's actually called Vectis King of the Isle. There you go.
Vectis King of the Isle. Good on him.
Neil, I'd like to know what their diet is.
They're browsing grazers. Mm. Naturally, they're South American animal. Mm-hmm. They'll eat any sort of herbage. They're quite clever at not eating what they shouldn't do. They won't eat ragwort. And we give them a bit of supplementary food. We obviously feed them hay right the way through the winter, but the grass has started to grow now. So they're managing quite well on their own. But the pregnant mums get a bit of supplementary hard food, mainly protein-based. Mm.
So what about the others, the other animals you've got down there, that are similar diets?
They're pretty much all grazing animals except for the parrot.
Except for the parrot.
she likes fingers.
All right. Okay.
Normally mine.
I was just counting the fingers on your hand, you know.
No. They're all there. She just puts holes in them.
so what, a general public come down and visit?
Yeah, we're open every day from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock. We've got a cafe on site. The general public, there's a small entrance fee to walk around the farm and have a look at all the animals. It was never a business that was intended to be open to the public in the first place. It was always a bit of a joke, really. My wife just told me at a dinner party at the end of 2010 that she was going to buy four alpacas, and it's gone from there, and everything that we've done has been public pressure. When she said she was going to walk alpacas, I laughed at her, and in 2012 we did about 100 walks, and she was pregnant in 2012, so she didn't have to do any of them. I did all of them. But in 2012, people were coming onto the farm and saying, oh, it'd be fantastic if you had a cafe or somewhere to sit. So that was when the winter of 2012, 2013, we developed the cafe, and that's gone from strength to strength.
Brilliant. It's a nice story. It's a wonderful story. So how much is a small fee to get in? And you know, let's go
adults,
with that question first.
Adults, $350. Yeah. Children, $250.
That's reasonable.
OAPs, $250. Yeah, we like to keep it reasonable. And we've got 24 acres for people to walk around. It's lovely and peaceful. and yeah.
So you could be there for the day then?
I would say it's probably a half day event.
Yeah, half a day. I would
say. Half day event. There's lots of half days, so we work quite well with other attractions on the island, and you know, so you can do two, and we could be an afternoon or a morning. But our trekking and walking has become incredibly popular, and that's something that really needs booking in advance. I mean, we do try and look after people if they just walk in, but it really is. I mean, particularly through the summer, we are booked up solid, and I'm getting bookings now right the way through into August. So if anybody does fancy walking an alpaca or one of our very special Italian llamas that we've just imported, you know, they want to give us a call.
Brilliant. Where do they, you know, what's the number?
Where do they call? Telephone number is 760-900. They can go and have a look at our website, which is westwhitealpacas.co.uk.
Brilliant. Okay. You remembered. It'd be so many people who sit there and say, what's the website? No. I don't know.
Not sure.
Just do that website again one more time.
It's westwhitealpacas.co.uk.
Okay. And how many days are you open a week?
We're open 7 days a week. And I say to people, it's a bit like Arkwright. We only shut Christmas Day and Boxing Day. So we're pretty much open all hours.
Really? So you must be putting the hours in.
I am putting a few hours in at the moment with the pregnant mums. They're quite an interesting animal that they hide their pregnancy. and they hide the fact they're giving birth. And first stage labour lasts about 6 hours, but you don't know. They carry on as per normal. Second stage labour is about 5 to 20 minutes, and the crew is on the ground. They normally give birth before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, although we've got plenty of animals that don't.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
They normally. Well, it's.
Can they tell the time or something?
No, it's from where they come from. Where they. Yeah. They come from the Atacama Desert. Mm. They come from the Altiplano in Peru. And it's highest desert in the world, and you've got extremes of heat and cold.
Yeah.
And they don't lick their baby, their cria, dry. So if the cria is born after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it doesn't dry naturally, and then it freezes to death at night. So it's evolution at work. It's very, very clever.
Wow.
However, it's
nature and everything.
Yeah,
gosh.
But it's evolution going backwards
now.
Because now they're 5 generations in the UK. What we're already finding is if one female gives birth, and we've got several that will give birth after sort of, you know, even as late as 7 or 8 o'clock at night, then we find their offspring will also give birth later as well. So it's
that's incredible, really, isn't it?
It is. Mm. Yeah. How do they get on with all the other animals apart from the parrot? Who probably
apart from the parrot. Yeah. Now the parrot sits at the back of the cafe and just makes comments. she wolf whistles, and I don't know who taught her to do that. But no, they
that'll
get
be
on.
You, then.
They get on. That'll be me. Yeah. No. They get on fine with all the other animals. It's quite interesting because they obviously smell slightly different. I mean, certainly when dogs meet them for the first time, they're a bit perturbed, but they very soon get used to them. It's the same with horses. I think they're a bit perturbed by them to start with, but they very soon get used to them.
Brilliant. I think I would imagine we've dragged you away, or you can't wait to get back. Or is it like a welcome break?
It's not quite like that. It is quite a welcome break. Just before I was due to leave, 2 ton of alpaca food turned up. So I took that off the lorry just before coming out. So.
Right. Excellent. So I mean, is there does there come a time when you've got too many, or do you think you're just ever expanding?
The alpacas, there's two breeds of alpaca. The Wakaya, which is what most people will recognise, which is the fluffy teddy bear sort. There's about 35,000 of those in the UK. We breed the Surrey alpaca, which is much rarer. There's only 2,000 of those in the UK. We recognised very early on that there was a shortage of good genetics. And we went to the States at the end of 2011, and we selected 6 very high-quality stud males, which we brought back in. Their offspring are just on the ground now, which means that, you know, when we went to the national show, we pretty much cleared up in the colours, and we did the same at the British Alpaca Futurity, which is the top show in Europe, the biggest show in Europe, certainly. So our animals are now in demand, and actually we're still trying to build the female herd up. We've got about 38 females at the moment, so we don't have a big problem selling them. It's and we do have to move it on, but we're very careful about where we sell them to.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, is there, you can't just have one. I don't think, Max. Can you?
No, you can't. You can't have one full stop because they're a herd animal. I mean, people do have two, but then you'll get one dominant bullying a subservient animal. Three is far better. They develop a herd dynamic with three. And although they're a herd animal, they're very, very intelligent. I would put them on a similar level to a dog in intelligence, but in a different way. So some of them do learn their names. You can teach them to do all sorts of things. The llamas will be doing llama agility, so that's all coming up later this year.
Llama agility?
Llama agility, yeah.
Brilliant.
So it has to be seen to be believed.
Do you do that on it? So if you visit on any day, you're going to see at some point...
We're training our llamas. Recently went out, we selected some llamas from Italy. The best llamas in Europe at the moment are being bred by one place in the Tyrol in Italy, one farm called Casahof. And we were looking for some really impressive llamas.
Sure, it's Max's phone.
It's Max's phone,
don't worry.
Great, isn't it?
Max, you've received a message.
Don't read it out.
It might be personal.
Dear Max, you've left... Oh, right.
Stop it.
So where were we? Yeah, no, so we went to Italy, and one of the reasons we went to Italy was because this guy is so good at training, and I did some llama agility out there, and I thought, this is so much fun, we've got to do it back on the farm.
Sure.
But now we've got to train our animals, so some of our girls are off to Italy to learn how to train our llamas to do llama agility, so...
How brilliant is that?
Well, and then we can have little competitions for people when they come and score them, see how they do.
That's fantastic.
It's very interesting, actually.
I'm glad you came in, because, I knew a little bit, and I knew roughly where you were, but now I know exactly where you are and what you're all about. I just think it's a lovely thing. We might take a drive down there one day.
You should.
I don't think I've ever come face-to-face with an alpaca before. I've been out with a few girls that look like them, but,
Now, I'm sure our alpacas are a lot better. I'll stop there.
Yeah.
We only have good-looking alpacas and llamas.
Hey, look, Neil, great to meet you, and thanks for coming in. And you've got to get back to that 2 ton of food now, because...
Well, it's moved now.
It's done now, isn't it?
Then it was the stress of getting here on time.
Thanks for coming in.